This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China says it is imposing restrictions on staff members at the U.S. Embassy and the American consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong. Responding to U.S. measures announced early this month, China's foreign ministry described its move as reciprocal. Last week, Washington said it would require senior Chinese diplomats to get State Department approval before visiting university campuses or holding cultural events with more than 50 people outside mission grounds. The Sri Lankan Navy says it is still trying to plug a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond Oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is now about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast in the Indian Ocean. The fire has been extinguished, but the ship left two long oil trails as it was towed out to sea. Authorities are working to head off the kind of environmental damage suffered by the African island nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its coast in July. Reports so far indicate the New Diamond's crude oil cargo remains intact. The Japanese owner of the tanker that went aground off Mauritius said today it would spend about $9.5 million to help in oil spill cleanup, including work to restore the country's mangrove forests. Japan's National Security Council meets today. The backdrop, a proposed policy change that could, for the first time, allow Japan's military to plan for strikes on land targets in Asia. Initiated by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe months before he announced his retirement, the plan would require the purchase of such weapons as cruise missiles. If adopted, the policy would mark one of the biggest shifts in Japan's military stance since the end of World War II. It reflects Abe's longstanding push for a more robust military and a deepening concern about Beijing's influence in the region and worry by China's increased military activity in East China Sea. Abe last month said he was stepping down for health reasons. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshide Suga is seen as less hawkish, but is closely aligned to Abe.